And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, let's talk about the all-important money conversation.
Yeah, it's important to know what a sales win looks like for your prospect in terms of dollars. That way they know they if they can afford the service, if it makes financial sense to invest in a Business Radio X show. And you should never duck the money conversation, and you should never get defensive about it. The fees are what they are, and if the client or prospective client has trouble with that amount of money, then it's just not the right fit, and you shouldn't force it. But it's important for the prospective client to understand the value that you're delivering and not the service you are providing, because those are two different things. Their show is going to work for them 24/7. They're not paying for time in a studio. You know, their show is an asset for them to leverage every day, every week, every month. That's Google search result that they're going to get every time their guest comes on a show that's now popped to the number one result. That's going to benefit them and their guest time and time again. So you do not want to sell, you know, just time and materials. What you're offering has a lot of value. So do not be afraid to talk about the money and the ROI and things like that.
Well, we could, and perhaps we should at some point, do an entire full day, full 2 or 3 day workshop on the money conversation. But a couple of quick tidbits that I will bring to light. Look, many of the people you're speaking with have never, and I mean never, ever, had a green dollar ROI conversation about anything related to marketing or media. So it's a new conversation for them. And so you just have to recognize that and have a little bit of patience and be forthright and upfront and matter of fact with your conversation and in articulating your fee structure. And like Lee said earlier, don't duck the question, man. They ask you what it costs. You tell them $2,342.17. You don't back off of it. You don't hem and haw. You don't talk about ranges. You lay it out for them, have the conversation. And look, if they are not prepared to make that financial investment at this point, you may be too early or too late to help them. And again, we've said this before, Lee, if that's the case, we probably more so than virtually anyone else in the marketplace, we can come back and try to help them again 6 months from now.
Right. And remember, focus on the value you're delivering, not the activity that you're doing. That relationship that that prospect meets with for an hour when they're in the studio and that person now sees them totally different than they saw them before, that didn't happen by accident. It happened by design because we have a system that elegantly puts hard-to-reach people in front of our clients every single day, and it's working for them. They should happily pay for it, and you should not worry about the money. As long as it has an ROI, they should be happy, you should be happy.